24?
Oh, Harry! That was the most wonderful opera. I'm so glad we chose to come to Italy for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Well, dear, I still think we should have gone to Blackpool instead.
Oh,
well, you know where you are with the people there, and it would have saved me a fair bit of heart.
Oh, Harry, you're such a stick in the mud sometimes. I love it here. The architecture, the operas. How did it go again? Oh, yes. Figaro.
I couldn't figure it out myself.
Oh, Harry. Aren't you hungry, darling? I'm quite peckish.
Well, taking into consideration you haven't had anything to eat since you threw up on the plate.
Oh, don't remind me. Where shall we go?
I wouldn't mind to have a real made Italian pizza.
Oh, how boring. Let us go to...
Not to them one big expensive place as I saw in the city centre. They're too crowded. And they cost a fortune.
Pardon?
Let's settle for a modest and obscure cafe in a back street.
Modest and obscure.
It won't be such a rip-off.
Oh, where there'll be just the two of us. Oh, Harry, you've lost none of your romantic charm.
Yes, just the two of us. Come on then, let's have a scout about.
Listen, music. It's coming from that alleyway. I bet it's a traditional Italian restaurant. Just the kind we're looking for.
Oh no, it's them. Those people get everywhere. Come, let's go.
Oh, I think they look so exotic, Harry. I never so happy.
Please, this is invitazione for our Sunday fiesta.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, they invite us for a feast. Shall we?
No.
I thought so.
Oh, look, there's a restaurant.
What does it say in the window? Caffè Concoctiano?
Caffè Concoctiano? Caffè Concoctiano? Looking at the state of the place, I'm not surprised at the name. I don't think we can eat here anyway.
Look, underneath Caffè Concoctiano, it says, Orso Ristorante. Oh, Harry, let's explore, let's do something daring for once.
All right, dear. I don't believe it. If I'm not mistaken, Felicity, it would appear there's a monkey working here as a waiter.
Oh, how exotic! Oh, look! He's running into the kitchen over there.
No, he's coming back.
Goodness! That's not a monkey. That's a Neanderthal.
Madam, don't be afraid.
Don't worry, dear. He's going away. Come on, love, let's go.
Yes. Who knows what will come out of that kitchen next?
The door seems to be jammed.
Someone's coming. Hurry.
Signore. Signorine, where are you going? Come. Bienvenuto. Welcome to my beautiful ristorante.
Excuse me, but what's been going on? Was that you, dressed up in a monkey suit and a... what's it called again?
A Neanderthal, I think.
Yeah, a Neanderthal. Frightened the life out of us, you did.
Excuse me. I have a minor identity problema. Split a personality. No need to worry. Now, please, take a seat.
Where to?
Please, sit, signora, signorina. Here is the menu. One for you, and one for the lady.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if we've chosen the right place. I mean...
Oh, Harry, stop being so fussy. We're here now. Mm. So just be satisfied and don't embarrass me like you usually do.
And have you decided, Signora, Signorina?
Mmm, I like the sound of this. Missing link spaghetti hoops. Mmm, I'll try that. What about you, Harry?
For starters, I'll get my taste buds going with the primordial soup. Then I'll go for the evolution pie.
Mamma mia, what a lovely choice. May I also recommend our dish of the day, our sister surprise, the Big Bang casserole.
Ooh. Oh, I would like that.
Very good. An excellent choice. So it's one primordial soup. One pie evolution.
Yes.
The missing link spaghetti oops for the lady. And yes. Two today's special, the Big Bang casserole.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Uno minuto.
Here we are inside a typical Italian restaurant. I'm really looking forward to my hoops. And that's for the Big Bang casserole.
I hope it's not one of those places you have to wait about 6 hours for something.
Voilà, monsieur. Your primordial soup as you ordered.
Oh, nice one. It looks great. Wait a minute. You were Italian a moment ago, weren't you?
Mais non. I'm French. This is an Eurocafé, monsieur. I'm just following the new legislation from Brussels. Every good Eurocafé must have at least 3 employees from the other European countries.
But you're the same lad with a false moustache and a beret, talking with a French accent.
We look alike, monsieur. Bon appétit.
Strange character.
No.
Anyway, I'm starving for this
dish. Me too.
Now let's sample this primordial soup.
Oh,
it's disgusting!
Oh!
Gacon! Gacon!
Gasson!
Yeah. Gasson!
Oui, monsieur. How can I help you?
This soup is disgusting.
Oh,
disgusting?
Yes, I've never tasted anything so bad in my life.
Oh, c'est impossible.
I can't eat this. Oh. What's it made of?
It's a recipe of the house, monsieur. Amino acid noodles.
Oh?
Amino acid? I demand to see the chef. Right here, right now.
Yes. But there is no chef, monsieur.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just walked into the kitchen, and there it was.
Huh?
All prepared and ready.
What? Things don't appear by magic, lad. They need a chef, a creator, a designer. Someone to put the ingredients together and that. Do you think I'm stupid or something? I'm a fully grown man. I don't believe in fairy tales no more.
Harry, calm down.
Oh.
We'll try the next course if that's all right.
Merci, madame.
Is he taking me for a ride? Or am I going completely mad? Tell me, love.
He is a little strange.
A little?
But I do feel you're overreacting. Let's just try and forget about it and enjoy our holiday.
But if I'm paying good money for a bite to eat, I expect quality felicity. Consistency.
Shh. He's coming back. Oh no, it's someone else.
It's him, it's him. He's just dressed differently. He's weird.
One evolution pie for Herr Harry und der missing link spaghetti hoops für die Fräulein. Bitte sehr.
Thank you.
I don't believe it. Now he thinks he's German. A confused waiter if ever there was one.
Oh dear.
Anyway. My evolution pie. Wait a minute. This is no pie, lad. This, my friend, is a lump of common or garden uncut dough. And I should know, my father was a baker for 80 years.
This is kind dough. This is an evolution pie. Gradually it will change, step by step. by step into an elaborate and appetizing meal.
Oh, I see. I should have known. And in the meantime, I'm supposed to sit here and twiddle my thumbs until it miraculously evolves as if by chance.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think so. Things in this world don't get more complex by chance.
You have to be patient. These things take time. At the moment, you are being extremely obnoxious, which is typical of you English, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, yeah. Come on, then. Come on.
Oh,
do you want to see my fist miraculously evolve into your fist?
Oh, Harry!
All I'm asking is that you have a little faith! Give it a chance! Peter.
Hang on a second. Come, it is changing.
Huh?
Evolving like magic.
What?
As if by chance.
Really?
Aye. Come and have a closer look. That's it. Closer. Closer. Evolution by, I ask you, you can't fool me. I believe in hard evidence, me, not some speculation. What about my wife's missing link spaghetti?
Yes!
You've just given her an empty plate.
That's right.
I should have gone.
I'm sorry. I looked everywhere, but I could not find them.
Now I've heard it all. The missing link spaghetti oops. Don't tell me. They're missing, aren't they? I should have known.
My son.
Fritz, Fräulein.
Fritz. Fritz, I think we'll try the Big Bang casserole now.
Very good. I'm on it.
Harry, sit down. Sit down and calm down. I'm sure the dish of the day will be just scrumptious.
I hope so. It had better be very convincing if it's going to make up for the previous disappointments.
Oh, Harry.
Primordial soup.
Dear.
Evolution pie.
Oh.
Missing link spaghetti.
Oh.
I ask you.
You really shouldn't have pushed his face in the dough. That wasn't necessary.
Look at him now.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la,
pre-promise a merry sunshine. Got you a spiffing dish here.
Yeah.
The Big Bang casserole, no less. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes.
And a one.
Yes.
And a two. Yes. And a jolly good three! Bang!
Oh, my dress! My dress!
I don't know what to say.
My dress!
I don't know what to say.
Dear.
I'm a saddened man. A saddened man.
I was simply following the instructions in the book.
Look here, old throat. Here's the recipe. See for yourself.
Let's see. The Charles Darwin specialty. The Big Bang casserole in three easy steps. One. Simply put all ingredients together. Two. Heat thoroughly at a million degrees until the oven is shaking. Three. Then with a big bang, the casserole is served randomly into air.
You see?
But it didn't work, did
no.
it?
Maybe I missed something out.
You'll be missing something in a minute. I've had enough. I've had it up to here with your cafe concoction or whatever you call it. Do you really expect anyone to stomach your evolution pie? Do you reckon you'll ever find the missing link spaghetti oops? Do you people really swallow your primordial soup? Can we plausibly digest the Big Bang casserole? I don't think so.
No.
You're cheating the general public and insulting the intelligence of the common man.
Yes.
We have none more of this clapjack, shall
no.
we? Come on, Felicity. Let's go.
Ha!
Cheater!
But sir, come back. The recipes must be right, because that's what we always been taught.
Goodness gracious. I'm glad most people aren't more gullible.
Otherwise, I have to close this place down. Davy?